Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with both Humboldt Wildcats head girls track and field coach Spencer Ross and Humboldt head boys track and field coach Greg Wickett. The Humboldt girls track and field team took third at the 2026 Humboldt girls indoor meet at the Nielsen Family Fieldhouse in Humboldt on Thursday. I caught up with Ross after the meet.
The message pre-meet was, tonight's all about just competing, making sure you're ready to compete mentally and physically, making sure that when you're on the track, you are racing hard. And then we didn't really talk about going out setting PRs and setting the world on fire, because that's not what today was about. It was more about getting that first competition under your belt against some different colors, and I was happy with what I saw.
And having a team like Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids in here, what would you say that helped as far as competition-wise today?
Oh, for sure. We saw that they've got talented kids. Every time you look out on the track and then the gun goes off, there's another one in white, you know, leading the way. So that's good. That's what you want to see early in the year. That's why we sent some girls down to UNI, is to go see some real competition. Because, you know, I wouldn't be as satisfied if we walked in here and won this meet by 50 and waltzed through every event. So I was happy with how we didn't back down from the competition, and we stepped up to it in every chance we got.
A few runner-up finishes, a couple of third-place finishes as well. How would you say the team performed here, placing third?
Sure. You know, overall, I can't say that there was really any surprises. I kind of expected things to shake out the way that they did. Now, within our lineup, without having a chance to really dive into it too far, there was some bright spots. You know, some of our freshmen really stepped in and helped us in areas where we've been lacking in the last few years, whether that's high jump or name your events. They were kind of all over the place. And so it'll be fun for the coaching staff to kind of mix and match pieces and see how we can maximize this roster. But for meet one, very satisfied.
So what are the next steps as far as preparation goes as you get ready for that outdoor season here once the calendar flips over?
Oh, for sure. We've got about 2.5 weeks. So, you know, 10 or 11 practices. And, you know, we just talked to the group. We beat Algona and we beat Clear Lake tonight. We've been chasing them for several years now, and to see us be able to handle that today and build some confidence, I could see it in their faces, because they weren't paying attention to the team scores until I told them that. And so for a second, they were all shocked, but I told them, don't be shocked, because the coaching staff believes they have a chance to do something special as a group. And so the message will be, this is about us and not me, and whatever happens individually, you know, push that aside and do whatever you can do to help the team. And if we can do that, we'll be in a good spot at the end of the season.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
The Humboldt boys track and field team won the 2026 Humboldt boys indoor meet at the Nielsen Family Fieldhouse in Humboldt on Friday. I caught up with Wickett after the meet.
It's just awesome to be able to run an indoor meet at home. The fans were great. The kids did a great job. I was really happy with where we're at. I knew we had good guys. I mean, Algona's really good, and they gave a lot of their guys the night off. They ran on Tuesday, so it was a little bit skewed. But, I mean, there were other good teams here, and to come out in front of them, that was a really good thing. I mean, we graduated a lot of points, so some of the guys stepping up for team points, that really mattered. We just get competing, and we're sick of running around the track just by ourselves. And so, really, that was the big thing, to get in there and fight. And that was I saw good things from that.
Multiple guys placing first here tonight in some events. Just thoughts on, you know, those performances.
Overall, I think the things we thought would do well did. I was nice to see our sprinters get out there a little bit in that 4x2, and then winning the 200. That was great. We won the 2 and the 4, and then had a really good throw out of Jack Guy over 50. That's good for this time of year. Really, overall, I think it was just to see where we're at was the big thing here, and we definitely got a taste of what we got this year.
And then, of course, the high jump. Carter Reed ends up picking up the win there. What did you see out of him at 5'8"?
Those high jumpers, Reed's got probably the most kind of experience. So, I mean, all those high jumpers are really good this year. We had a tough one to replace last year, but overall, it was great.
What are some of the takeaways from this meet? Positives, but also some things to work on for the next few weeks.
I mean, as far as the positives, I mean, just getting times on guys and knowing what they can do, that really is going to play a big role in how we kind of set up meets. I mean, the negatives, kind of, we had a bunch of guys kind of tight. We had to pull a couple guys off some events, and that's just kind of learn how to warm up enough, be ready to go. They're sore. They've been training a lot. So, I mean, I was kind of disappointed with that, but we were overly careful with some of those guys, and I think that we didn't lose anybody, so that's good.
You know, you talked about a little bit of what you could learn from a meet. What did you kind of learn here tonight about the team early on?
After graduating all those 800s and 400s, we had some guys that kind of filled in the gaps with that. Some of those young guys really look good. I mean, but I thought overall this year our sprint would be the better off to the sprint group, and that kind of showed up tonight. So overall, just kind of what I was expecting.
What does the preparation look like now for, you know, the next few weeks before the outdoor season?
Well, if we can get the weather to cooperate, we got to get after them. This is the really training part of the year. We're going to try to get into the Algona Indoor. That's in 2 weeks, and then we start outdoors at Eagle. So I mean, it's training and racing. That's all we can do this time of year.
Appreciate it, Coach, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.